This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. In plastics and cans, a threat to women. A few years ago, Jody Flaws, a bioscientist at the University of Illinois, began testing a theory about the risks to women posed by the widely used industrial compound bisphenol A, or BPA. A series of studies had suggested that it could damage developing ovaries, but nobody knew how. So for a month, Dr. Flaws dosed young female mice with a BPA solution at a level comparable to estimated human exposure in the United States. She then examined their ovaries, focusing on the follicles which contain the eggs. The effect of the BPA was immediately obvious. Compared with normal mice, the follicles of the treated mice were fewer and smaller. Further analysis showed that estradiol, the sex hormone essential for normal reproductive development, was not being produced at normal levels. BPA, it seemed, interferes with enzymes essential in the production of such hormones. Another study published by her laboratory this spring found that treated mice stopped producing viable eggs at an abnormally young age. Scientists have discovered similar effects across an increasingly broad range of mammals, from sheep to monkeys to humans. The accumulating research fuels rising concern among scientists that childhood exposure to BPA may well contribute to female infertility, and that adult exposure may result in a shorter reproductive lifespan. I think most scientists working today agree that BPA is an ovarian toxicant, Dr. Flaws says. A review of research into BPA published this summer in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives noted that ovarian toxicity is among the most consistent and strongest effects found in both mammal models and in women. Discovered in the late 19th century, BPA came into wide commercial use in the mid-20th century. It is an ingredient in products like polycarbonate plastics, thermal coatings on cash register receipts, and protective lining in cans and pipes. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to SuperhumanRadio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business. At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on SuperhumanRadio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Can action movies make you fat? Is television making us fat? An increasing amount of research shows an association between TV viewing, higher food consumption, and more sedentary lifestyles. Now, a new Cornell University study points out that not all TV is alike. Some TV programs might lead people to eat twice as much as other programs. We find that if you're watching an action movie while snacking, your mouth will see more action too, says Anartal, lead author on the new article just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine. In other words, the more distracting the program is, the more you will eat. In the study, conducted by researchers at the Cornell Food and Brand Lab, 94 undergraduates snacked on M&Ms, cookies, carrots, and grapes while watching 20 minutes of television programming. A third of the participants watched a segment on the action movie The Island. A third watched a segment from the talk show The Charlie Rose Show, and another third watched the same segment from The Island without any sound. People who were watching The Island ate twice as many snacks, 98% more than those who were watching the talk show, says co-author Brian Wansink. Even those watching The Island without sound ate 36% more. People watching more distracting content also consumed more calories, with 354 calories consumed by those watching The Island compared to 215 calories consumed by those watching The Charlie Rose Show. More stimulating programs that are fast-paced or include more camera cuts really draw you in and distract you from what you're eating. They can make you eat more because you're paying less attention to how much you're putting in your mouth, explains Tall. Because of this, programs that engage viewers more might wind up being worse for their diets. So what can we do to avoid overeating during our favorite chase scenes? The researchers suggest pre-plating or pre-portioning your TV snacks instead of bringing out a whole bag of chips or a whole box of cookies. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio live and listen to past shows on our archive section.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, MassPro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented TLAT, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
Hey, how are you?
Wonderful. And you have a great show planned today, I got to tell people. But before we start the show, I have to say something.
Okay.
It's a slight rant, but not really. It's more...
We all love when you rant anyway.
But it's not a rant. It's frustration. So recently on Facebook... Several people who I know are huge supporters and listeners of this show were independently having discussions on Facebook about their confusion about how to address water quality. You know, one person put up on Facebook, how do I get fluoride out of my water? And then recently there's been a thread, and I'm going to mention her name because she's a huge supporter of the show, Carmela Sierza, who always sends us great stories. We're even talking about one of them today. But she and a group of people were like, what are we going to do about the quality of water? And I'm thinking to myself, doesn't anybody listen to the commercials? Maybe not. Holy mackerel.
Well, but not only the commercials, because you've had the guys from Clearly Filtered on a couple times, and Carmela said she hadn't listened, so she was going to download the show and listen to it.
So I'm saying this right now unabashedly. I am saying this. When I say these kind of things, I mean it sincerely. It's because I believe. We've been using Clearly Filtered products now. We got the sports bottle, then we got the pitchers, and now we even have their shower heads. The wand, the one that you take off the wall and you spray yourself. I mean, so we're getting everything out of the water that we're drinking and we're bathing in now. Okay? Now, wait. I am saying
He's telling
you,
me to wait and shut
well,
up.
Well, because I know you want to... I'm saying unabashedly to anybody out there that if you're concerned about your water, there's only one thing for you to do, and that's to buy the Clearly Filtered pitcher.
Well, Carmela had posted on Facebook, and this is nice. It's titled, Here's What You Need to Check the Next Time You Buy Bottled Water. And then it's got the different, like, PET and PETE and what it stands for. It could possibly release heavy metals and chemicals that affect the hormonal balance. But honestly, you don't have to worry about this if you're using the Clearly Filtered bottle, the pitcher and the sports bottles.
Now, I just reposted today on Facebook. That'll stop. There's no way for me to stop that line from ringing. I'm sorry. That I just reposted on Facebook the original blog post where I posted Clearly Filtered's lab work. And the lab work was done by the state of California, folks. They didn't go to some company arbitrarily. It's the state of California Division of Weights and Measures that also regulates the quality of tap water, that tested their water. So trust me, nobody there was going to give them anything for free. And wait, that water tested so wonderful that you shouldn't even be questioning where to get your purified water from. It's the clearly filtered products.
It removes fluoride, arsenic, and there's all kinds of lead. It just goes through all of the heavy metals.
Even some pharmaceutical drugs were tested for.
Yes.
And he and in the traditional, honest, we asked Isaiah Passwater, you know, about some other. He said, you know, we didn't test for everything. We tested for certain pharmaceuticals that we know show up in the water a lot, but we have to believe that a lot of the other ones are coming out as well, but we just didn't test for those. Now, let me tell you a story. Elisa dreams about.
I had a dream about the water. It tastes so, it really does taste clear. It tastes different. It tastes like nothing I've ever tasted before. And we put it in our, I have an electric tea kettle that I pour the water into. And when we used to use bottled water from plastic bottles, it would eventually start getting a white film on the inside of the...
A sediment.
On the inside of the pot, and I would have to clean it out periodically. This water doesn't do that.
And I told this story, I think, during the week, but many of you may have missed it, because a lot more people tune into Casual Friday, quite frankly, than a lot of the other shows. I had to iron a shirt a couple weeks ago, and I didn't have any distilled water to put in the electric iron. And whenever I use tap water, it always puts this white, dusty film on clothes. And I used it from the clearly filtered pitcher that was in our refrigerator. It was just like distilled water. There was no film on my clothes. And so something's going on here. This product works great. The water, and I am saying this to you. You buy the clearly filtered pitcher. By the way, it filters water so fast. Don't go, oh, but that's only a half a gallon. It makes water in a minute, the water is done. Okay? So you could fill it up over and over again throughout the day and be ready to go. I'm telling you, you buy the clearly filtered pitcher. You fill it up with your tap water. You put it in your refrigerator and you drink it later in the day. And if you don't notice that it tastes different than any other water you've ever drank before, I will give you your money back. I'll buy it from you. You won't even lose shipping. I'll even give you the shipping back.
And we talked about this a few weeks ago about, you know, you'd buy bottles that say BPA free. Well, evidently they're releasing BPS instead of the BPA.
And who knows what other plasticizers are in there that we haven't even caught up on yet. I mean, it gets worse and worse every day.
And there's the whole thing with the sports bottle that you can carry with you. You can fill it from any water fountain. And we talked about this when we travel. We're just going to carry that with us and use that.
Yeah.
Because it's going to filter everything out.
It'll be empty when we take it on the plane, and then we'll fill it up with potted water from the plane, because the sports bottle, as well as the pitcher, will purify stream water, lake water, tap water, bottled water, any water. So there shouldn't be any discussion about what to do about safe drinking water. It's called clearly filtered.
And okay, so the filter, I mean, the pitcher is $69.95, but you're going to make that up in the very first month.
It makes 200 gallons, and then the replacement filter for it is $45.
If you're buying bottled water, we started saving money the first month.
Yeah, absolutely. And then don't forget the shower head. I think the shower head is important too, because you absorb a lot of the toxicants in water through the skin.
And if you guys listen to the news, I was just going to say what Elliot said in the news.
Yeah.
Because he talked about the BPA and the woman, Jody Flaws, a bioscientist at the University of Illinois.
Right.
She did a rice, a mice. I'm getting tongue-tied here.
She made rice out of mice and rice, and it was a really great dish. It's paleo, mouse rouse.
What is wrong with me today? She compared normal mice and the follicles of treated mice, which she treated with BPA, and the follicles were fewer and smaller.
Right. So it's an ovarian toxicant. We know this. We've known this for a long time. We know it's an endocrine disruptor. We know that it affects hormone levels, and those hormone levels translate into women, into causing problems with ovaries.
And do you think that, like, the young girls that are getting more mature at younger ages?
I don't know about that, but we do know that infertility is at an all-time high right now. More women and men are going to fertility clinics to conceive, where it used to be, You had babies when you didn't want to have babies. Now people can't have babies when they want to. So BPA is definitely one of those things that's causing women not to be able to get pregnant. There's no doubt about it. And BPS probably will do the same thing. And there are other toxicants in plastic that we know are xenoestrogens. So it's madness. It's madness. And you know what? You, BPA is not just in your water bottle. We had to search high and low for cans of tomato that didn't have BPA lined cans.
Yes, we ended up getting little cartons of tomato.
Yeah, the wax covered cardboard.
Yeah, yeah.
We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we got lots of great stories. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4930. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for, and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, or chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The clearly filtered water bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water. And it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the clearly filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back. You know, George Carlin used to do a funny bit about plastic. He said, how do we know that the Earth didn't want plastic, so that's why they made humans, so that we could give the Earth plastic? And now that we've developed plastic, they can get rid of us. It was really kind of a witty assault on plastic. It was funny.
Well, evidently, the state of California, the Senate voted 22-15 to ban plastic bags. And now it's up to the governor on September. He has to sign it into law by September 30th.
I mean, I always liked paper bags to begin with. I don't understand why we needed plastic bags. I mean, I guess they're cheaper to make, maybe. But then we have a different problem, okay? We have trees that are being sacrificed for paper bags. I guess the answer is that everybody should be buying bags that they reuse.
The reusable bags.
Yeah.
Just make sure and clean them out periodically. Remember,
yeah,
we talked about that a year or so ago.
But I mean, who's really getting that bag that dirty? I mean, unless you have something break open in it and get it all wet, I mean, they stay dry. So that'd be cool. So Jerry Brown has to ratify this into law.
Right. And I guess some of the manufacturers of the plastic bags are saying that it's going to affect people's jobs. Like, it's going to affect people's jobs.
But this always, look, this argument that it's going to affect people's jobs, it's going to affect industry. I mean, we feel bad for you, but if you're making a product that's no good, then, like, people using it to the detriment of the globe and to health isn't a good reason to employ your people.
10 billion plastic bags are used in California alone each year.
Oh, my God.
And then you have to worry about them getting into the ocean and affecting sea life. That's one of the major concerns of California.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, I think its time has come, and the plastic bag manufacturers need to shift gears and find a different material to make it out of, where you can say, look, we're not making it out of plastic anymore. We're not making it out of paper and sacrificing trees. Why not go to, you know, I heard that we have a big problem with tires from cars. They can't put them in landfills. So they have special depots where tires go. Every time you buy new tires, you pay a fee to dispose of your old tires. And some companies are trying to turn it into asphalt to repave roads. Why don't the plastic bag manufacturers go to the tire storage places and start reusing tires to make these bags more durable? And they can say, hey, now we're solving a problem. Use our product.
Well, I've also seen they make mulch out of old tires. It's
there you
go. It's like a rubber mulch.
Yeah.
And then I've also seen people who, like, I saw this at a trade show where they were making handbags out of tire material.
Right.
So you can get creative with things like that.
So
we're going
to have to. They have to do it. They have to. You know what? It's your job to keep your employees employed, not ours. If the product that you're selling falls out of favor for whatever reason, you can't go wah, wah, wah. You have to find a new product. That's the way the free market works. I'm sorry. So there you go.
Do you want to talk about boosting your confidence?
I need a confidence boost.
I think you have plenty today.
I do, don't I? Yeah, and for no reason whatsoever. Can I tell you the first thing that has been scientifically shown? Well, no, I'm sorry. You do the first thing. The second thing. I want to do the second one. Go ahead.
Okay. So standing tall, correct posture is a hallmark of outer sign of confidence. And evidently, this social psychologist and body language researcher said that your posture can also increase confidence-boosting testosterone, which
wow.
I found interesting.
So standing up straight will increase your testosterone before you buy that testosterone supplement. Why don't you try that one? The next one is really, really cool. It's just like that girl, what's her name? Something Trainer. Megan Trainer. She has that song, It's All About the Bass, No Treble. Well, apparently listening to bass-heavy music will improve your confidence. It's been scientifically shown. And it makes perfect sense because, look, primitive tribes respond to the drum, right? When they're going to go to war, it's the drum beat, right? The war drum, boom, boom, boom. And it energizes people. It gives them confidence. So if you're going into a meeting and you need that little extra confidence, break out some old rap music or something that's bass heavy and listen to that music. How cool is that?
That is cool.
Very cool.
Okay, so the next one is channeling a moment when you were genuinely captivating can make you feel more confident. Recalling a time when you were powerful.
Yeah.
Indulge.
When I was about six, I used to get my way a lot. I have to go back to being six, that's all.
I thought you were.
I know, I am. You're right. I am. I talked about this the other day. I'm a 16-year-old trapped in a 56-year-old body. So what am I going to say? The next one is indulge in morning rituals. You know, we've talked about rituals and how they affect strength. Like if you're a power lifter, you have to do the same thing over and over again. It's a programming effect. And morning rituals are crucial because you're using them to start your day. So they can actually bring a surge of self-confidence. You know, standing in the mirror and shaving, fixing your hair, dressing. And so these rituals actually promote confidence. It makes perfect sense. You feel good when you think you look good, right?
Mm-hmm. And this next one plays right into that. In the same vein, choose your outfits wisely.
Yeah.
What you're wearing can have a direct effect on how secure and powerful you feel. And I believe that.
Well, and think about it. I everything I look at today, I look at through evolution. If we look at primitive times, those who had the most power, the high priests and so on, they dressed in very elaborate, colorful, ornate outfits. Their outfits alone conveyed that there was something special about them as compared to the common folk. So when you dress up, when you wear something that exploits all of the good aspects of your physique, you feel fantastic. You know you look good. You could have just walked out of an inexpensive apartment driving a crappy car, but you walk into that appointment and you feel powerful. You know people are looking at you.
Okay, and then this one is channel your favorite celebrity. I guess they did a study, and they found that when people with waning self-esteem wrote down positive qualities they see in their favorite same-sex celebrities and themselves, they felt much more compelled to become their best self. Yeah, so I guess they're comparing their qualities with the qualities of their favorite celebrity.
And saying, well, look, they're doing well. I could do well, too. I have some of those same qualities. This did not work for me at a job interview one time when I channeled Wolverine from X-Men. they actually, security had to escort me out of the building. But if your celebrity is someone else, I'm sure it'll work better for you. The next one is a no-brainer. And I mean that. You don't use your brain. You use your body. Stretching. Literally, stretching releases hormones. It stimulates the skin. It improves blood flow. Once again, it affects posture. Stretching right before an event where you need to be confident can actually, has been scientifically shown to improve confidence. So stretch.
And it helps to calm you down, too.
Yeah, if you're nervous, that's a good one.
Brush up on your Spanish.
I don't understand that one. I can see learning a new language because it does improve cognition.
That's what it is. Sharpens your cognitive skills.
Yeah.
So that's it.
There you go. So there's 8 scientifically proven tips to improve your confidence. Try them during this break and see if you don't feel more confident when we come back. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. Casual Friday's not so casual, is it? I mean, we hit some we should cover some hard-hitting topics on this show.
Yes, we do.
It's not all fun and games.
Well, sometimes some of the stories are.
Yeah.
Like this one. This one is, I like this story, or it's not a story, it's a tip. I like tips. Avocados.
Yeah.
Surprising way to store your avocados so they won't turn brown.
Okay. Because that's a problem, right? You cut an avocado in half, you eat half of it, you put the other half in a plastic bag in the fridge, and it turns into this brown mush in like a day.
Yes. Well, evidently, when you cut it in half, if you're only going to eat half of it, leave the half with the seed in it, and then get a container.
Like a Tupperware or
something.
Like
a Tupperware or a Pyrex that's glass if you don't use Tupperware because of the BPA.
Right.
And cut up a red onion and place the red onion on the bottom of the container. Put the avocado with the skin side on top. Excuse me.
That's okay. Time you do it.
I do it constantly. With the skin side on top of the red onion, and then cover it up and put it in a refrigerator.
How long will it stay?
3 days. It won't turn brown for three
days. So the onion is emitting some sort of a gas that is actually keeping the avocado from going bad.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Really interesting.
It emits sulfur gases, which help stop the oxidation process.
Yes. Interesting.
So there you have it.
Good to know.
Yeah, but Carl, you said last night, well, then you got to cut up the onion.
Well, no, because last night I put a half of an avocado in the refrigerator because I didn't
eat
the other half.
And I told you about this.
And I said, but then I got to cut up an onion and put it in there. And then tomorrow I got to eat the onion because I can't throw the onion away to save the avocado.
Well, then you can make a salad.
See, Elisa,
the onion will already be cut up.
Elisa and I have this protocol where we actually do it's time to clean the refrigerator. And so we make whole meals out of things that we know in a day or two are going to go bad. I'd have to eat the onion. I'd have to eat the avocado then. I'd have to eat everything.
Well, no. Like the other day, we made tuna and used like some hard-boiled eggs.
Celery.
Celery.
That was going,
and onion.
That would have gone bad otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I love our soup. That's the best.
Yes.
Like just stuff out of the refrigerator and make soup out of it. It's the best.
Yes.
Okay. What's next?
And you save money, too, because you're not throwing things away.
Yeah.
And you're using. And that's what restaurants do.
Okay. Want to talk about, what do you want to talk about next?
Go ahead. You go.
Well, I think this is funny. You know, PepsiCo is exploring how to make juice as nutritious as whole fruit. And this is idiocy to me. Like, why not just eat the whole fruit? Why have to buy a product that comes in a container and drink it and go, oh, this is just as good as eating whole fruit? And you know what they're going to do. They're going to add fiber to it. They're going to add some other things that are found naturally in the flesh of fruit. They're going to say, oh, now it's exactly, but it's never going to be exactly like eating whole fruit.
PepsiCo says that drinking juice is good for you, but isn't quite the same as eating whole fruit, which typically contains more fiber, among other things. The juice extraction process excludes portions of the whole fruit or vegetables that would otherwise be consumed if the fruit or vegetable were to be eaten in its whole form. So why not just eat the whole fruit?
Because they can't sell fruit. PepsiCo is not going to go into the fruit selling business. They've missed that opportunity. So they have to find a way to pander to people and try to convince people that, see, you're doing something good by using this product. You're actually, this is just like drinking, eating an orange when you drink this orange juice. That's what they're going to try to do.
Well, and if you like juice, just juice at home yourself.
Yeah, there you go. Buy a juicer.
Yeah.
And then you can take the pulp and do something with the pulp that's left over. And I mean,
turn it into compost or something.
You know, this is another fail for them, I think. This is a waste
of
time.
Well, but you have to realize because they're searching for new ways. People aren't drinking soda like they used to.
And they're not drinking juice like they used to either.
So they're searching for more ways to increase their dollars.
What they're really trying to do is repurpose what they already have in place. Mm-hmm. They're in the position of bottling fluids. Not bodily fluids, bottling fluids. Taking fluids and putting them in bottles and selling to people at huge increases in cost than if you made it yourself. And so they're just trying to keep using what they have.
Mm-hmm. So this is interesting. I said to Carl this morning, there was a new study that came out this week that said cutting back on carbs, not fat, may lead to more weight loss.
Holy mackerel, we should do shows about that.
I said, Carl, how long have you been talking about this? How long since your show started?
Right.
Basically.
Yeah.
And so they just came out and said that you're right, basically.
But they didn't mention my name, right?
No, they didn't. They didn't give you
I'll
credit.
I'll reach out to them. Well, I can't take credit for it. I mean, guys like Randy Roach, who wrote Muscle, Smoke, and Mirrors, are the ones that really taught me about the ancestral origins of our diet. And, you know, when you look at some of the early fathers of physical culture, they understood that fat was good and high carbs were not good. And those people have been eating ancestral diets without even calling them anything. They said, hey, this is the diet that works best for the human condition.
It turns out eating foods with fat, everything from avocados and nuts to dairy fat, doesn't make us fat.
And interestingly
That's
enough,
the headline.
So there's a story that we always talk about that you have a friend and you and she went out to lunch one day,
mm-hmm.
and she was eating a salad. And she ate all the croutons and all the crackers, but she pushed the avocado slices aside and she said, oh, I'm not going to eat that because it's fat.
Yes. Yes.
And she's not aging well, by the way.
No.
No.
Anyway, so it was a new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine.
Yeah. And you know what? So we can officially, I'm sure we'll hear about this on Dr. Oz soon. And I've said this before, and I don't mean this as a pat on my back. Because I'm not willing to accept old information. I want to know now what I need to know now. I don't want to wait 10 years. The topics that we have promoted on this show as being important for health have been 10 years ahead of the mainstream media. And this just proves it. I mean, 10 years from now, they're going to be talking about how weightlifting is important for longevity and health. But you know what? I've said it before and I'll say it again. Where you get your information from is the new evolutionary selection pressure. The people who wait to hear it come out of some mainstream talking head's mouth and then go, oh, okay, now I'm going to do it. They're 10 years behind. They're already down the sickness path.
Well, what bothers me is a lot of people, they have to hear it come from somebody that's mainstream before they believe it.
Yeah.
If you say it to someone, they wouldn't believe it, but they would believe it if Dr. Oz says it.
Yes, they don't believe it.
And that's frustrating.
Well, it's not frustrating to me because Ron Pena from Quest said to me, you need to start thinking of yourself more as an exclusive club where there's a long line of people outside wanting to get in and troves of people driving by going, wow, I wonder why everybody wants to get in there. He said, you don't want to reach the masses because the masses want the wrong message. You want to reach the select few who want to be members of this elite group here. And that made me change my mind about, like, being frustrated about not reaching enough people with this message. I realized, oh my God, he's right. We are a select group of elite people who get it. And in fact, and I know whenever I talk about this on the show with scientists, even yesterday, they kind of step back from me. And I say, you know what? This is the new evolutionary selection pressure. 200 years from now, our genes are still going to be around, but those other ones aren't. And that may be a good thing. So we are an elite group of people, early adopters who get the message faster. That's what we are.
We're 10 years ahead of everyone
else. Easily. We actually have to take a break in 2 minutes. Should we talk about this next topic real quickly?
It's just a new study that came out of Spain. It found low vitamin D status is common among infants with bronchitis.
Yeah. And that means, especially if they're breastfeeding, that means they're not getting the vitamin D from their moms.
Bronchiolitis. I said that wrong.
Well, I would have said bronchiolitis.
Bronchiolitis.
What is bronchiolitis? We're going to have to find out
what that
is. It's
a lung infection common in young children.
Okay. So
about 1 in 3 infants develop it in the first year of their life.
Cold-like symptoms, possibly wheezing and difficulty breathing. So this is, and if you're a breastfeeding mom, it means that your baby's not getting enough vitamin D from you. But more importantly, maybe your baby needs to be brought outside in the sun once in a while.
Because
don't forget, parents hide their kids. I mean, they wrap them up, they cover them up, and then they put SPF, 8 all over them. And why are they vitamin D deficient? And I am not suggesting that people spray Primal D on their babies.
No.
When you can take them out in the sun for a little while.
They found that nearly twice as many infants with bronchiolitis had levels lower than 30 nanograms compared to healthy infants, which had 52.1%.
Yeah, that's amazing. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of great stories. Continue on. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday. We'll be right back.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today. Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can
can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workouts the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen, formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back. I mean, if you didn't hear the beginning of the show, I'm going to say it again. Anybody who wants to drink clean, amazingly tasty, fresh water, you need to get the clearly filtered pitcher, fill it up, keep it in your fridge, fill up your gallon jugs with it, whatever you want to do. And I promise you that you will notice a difference in the taste the first glass that you have. And if you don't, I will buy it back. I will refund your money in full, including the shipping. Don't waste any more time wondering where to get good, clean water from. It's right in your refrigerator if you have the clearly filtered pitcher.
Even the sports bottle. I'm having a problem talking today.
I know.
Even
I know.
The sports bottle filters out fluoride.
Yes. It filters out everything. But I like the pitcher because I like to chug my water. So I take the pitcher and I fill up my gallon jug and I take that with me to the studio, and then I can chug water instead of the bottle is good if you're camping and stuff like that. The little bottle.
Mm-hmm.
I like to chug my water. So that's me. Okay.
Okay. So we were talking about fat a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
And now the bulletproof coffee has been all over the morning shows.
Yes. We saw it on GMA. And ironically, I mean, I'm not a big, like, Dave Asprey fan. It's not like I have followed him. But putting coconut oil and butter in coffee is not a bad idea. But interestingly enough, and it's good that we're talking about this now instead of when we intended to talk about it a couple weeks ago, because the GMA group, which I love Good Morning America, by the way, okay, they were like, oh, but it's got as much fat in it as as many calories as a hamburger, and it's all fat. And then the dietitian came on and said, that much fat really is not a good idea, especially if you're trying to watch your weight. And here we see, oh, wait a minute, we figured it out. Carbs are bad. Fat is good if you want to lose weight.
Well, in this article, they questioned a guy who is a registered dietitian, and he said that you shouldn't be getting that much fat,
mm-hmm.
and that you're not getting the nutrition that you need that you would get from Whole Foods if you ate Whole Foods at breakfast.
Well, I agree with that. But the purpose of bulletproof coffee is not to substitute a real meal. It's for people who are either A, striving for a ketogenic environment in their body, or B, somebody who wants an immediately affect their cognition quickly, because the medium chain triglycerides and the caffeine get together and they wake you up.
Why don't you describe what it is, what bulletproof coffee is, for someone who doesn't know?
Okay, bulletproof coffee is basically you make a cup of coffee, but instead of putting a tablespoon or two of sugar in it and some half and half, you put a tablespoon of butter and a tablespoon of raw coconut oil in it and stir it up. And you stir it real good, and it actually changes colors, and it looks kind of like chicken broth. You can even go 2 tablespoons of each if you want to. The purpose is the medium-chain triglycerides and the caffeine hit your brain quickly, and you're wide awake, and you're functioning. You're cognitively awake.
One of the things that Dave Asprey also says is that it puts you into ketosis quicker.
Well, I don't agree with that.
And this registered dietitian said that he didn't agree with that as well.
No, and I don't agree with that because, look, the only thing that put you into ketosis quickly, short of taking ketone salts, is to be in a caloric deficit and have the availability of things that can create ketones. If you just had a huge breakfast of pancakes and eggs and juice and toast, and then you drank bulletproof coffee, you're not going into ketosis. I don't care what anybody says. You have to be in a caloric deficit. The body has to go, oh, wow, we have no readily available carbohydrates to turn into glucose, so we're going to have to start making ketones. And, oh, wow, look, here comes some medium-chain triglycerides. Perfect. We could turn those into ketones really fast. But short of that, it's not going to put you into ketosis faster.
He says the bulletproof thing really plays into the concept of a magic elixir. It's not that simple. If you want to add healthy fat to breakfast, add avocado nuts or seeds, which offer minerals and phytonutrients. The average American isn't eating enough of fiber, potassium, or magnesium.
I'd agree with those statements.
I would agree with those too.
But if you're somebody who's like, I got no time, I'm late, I got to catch the 8:15 train, and all I have time for is a cup of coffee, yeah, I think I'll forego the sugar and the cream, and I'll add butter and
grass fed butter.
Yeah, absolutely, grass fed raw butter and coconut oil, and I'll drink that instead, and I'll have something to eat when I get to work. Then, you know, if all you're going to have is a cup of coffee anyway, it's a good choice. But understand, all it's going to do is ramp up cognition, wake up the brain faster. And if you are someone who's trying to stay in a ketogenic environment, it will allow you to stay in that environment.
Well, and they talk about the calories. So you just have to allow for those macronutrients. If you're watching, watching how much fat you're having as compared to proteins, and a lot of people don't do that, though.
And a lot of people are adopting this new thing, and I'm sorry if I don't know the acronym. It's if it fits my macros or something, or your macros, IFFMYY.
There's a girl at the gym that does that.
Yeah, I mean, those people, they're like, hey, McDonald's, if I can eat McDonald's, if it fits my macros, if it's giving me the protein, the carbs and the fats that I'm looking for, and it fits my macros, I can eat it. For those people, it's perfect. That's a good source of MCTs and raw butter, and it's in your coffee. You drink it down.
If you eat at McDonald's, I took a nutrition class in school years ago, showing my age here. But the lady told me that the instructor told me that you should just consider McDonald's as plastic food.
Mm-hmm.
So are you really getting nutrients from?
Yeah, there's definitely protein in their food. There's definitely carbohydrates in their food. There's definitely fat in their food. Now, are they the best sources of protein? Maybe not. I don't know what percentage of it is meat and what percentage of it is textured vegetable protein. Is it the best source of fats? Absolutely not, because most of it's going to be pro-inflammatory fats. Is it the best source of carbohydrates? Absolutely not, because they've been modified with high fructose corn syrup and everything else. But if all you care about is your macros, like the people who follow the if it fits my macros template, then to them, a protein is a protein is a protein. They don't care if it's coming from grass-fed beef or hair. I mean, because hair is a protein.
Yes.
An incomplete amino acid profile, but it's a protein. So for those people, you know, bulletproof coffee would work.
Here, have a bite of hair. That yeah. sounds appetizing.
Don't laugh. If you haven't heard me say this before, in China, a lot of the amino acid powders that people buy to make their EAAs and their BCAAs, they come from poultry feathers. They extract the amino acids from the feathers of chickens and geese because those amino acids are in there. So think about that. I mean, there's a lot of protein out there that we don't think about eating. Women eat Knox gelatin to make their nails stronger, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's a protein. It comes from hooves. It comes from ligaments. It comes from tendons. But it is a protein. It's considered a protein.
My friend didn't know that. And she said when she learned that, she stopped using the gelatin. I guess that's what gummy bears are made of. She said she was eating gummy bears.
Well, I don't know. I think gummy bears are made out of high fructose corn syrup and corn syrup mostly.
Are they?
Yeah. Yeah. I think so. Okay.
I know you talked about the new study that reveals that a double mastectomy does not yield the results that they...
It does not improve lifespan. It does not improve lifespan in the people who get it. Yeah. I mean, that's in the light of people like Angelina Jolie, who reaches millions and millions of women doing stupid stuff. And I stand on this. I stand on my statement, what I said. Angelina Jolie got her double mastectomy knowing that she was going to come back with bigger boobs.
Listen to this. By 2011, the last year of the study, 33% of the women under 40 were choosing bilateral mastectomies, even though most of them had stage 0 or 1 cancer, a very treatable form.
Right.
And they were choosing mastectomies.
Right. Well, that's because of Angelina Jolie. And so Angelina Jolie didn't even have any grade of cancer. She was completely cancer-free. She opted to have them hacked off JIC, just in case, because her mother developed cancer. And I've said this before. You don't only inherit your genes from your parents. You also inherit your lifestyle, which that is something you can change. But she knew that she was going to come back with bigger boobs.
Well, now, she did have the BRCA gene mutation. Been diagnosed
her
with that.
That's her mom had it, right.
But she was diagnosed with it as well.
Right.
And 95% of breast cancers aren't caused by the BRCA mutations.
Yeah. Right. So that means that just because you have the BRCA doesn't mean you're going to get breast cancer.
No, 95%.
But again, I stand on it that I need to get boob implants, but I want to turn this into something that makes me look like a saint to other women. So instead of just going out and having boob implants, I'm going to have a double mastectomy because of my potential propensity to develop breast cancer, and I'm going to use that as the reason. So women aren't going to go, oh, she went and had boob implants. No, oh, she did something wonderful. She should be a saint.
And also, most of the women who are choosing double mastectomies have not been diagnosed with the BRCA mutation.
Crazy. It's crazy. It's like somebody saying, hey, we can genetically tell that you're going to die a miserable, painful death at 47, so you commit suicide at 46.
And listen to this. Tiny bits of the breast tissue can remain in the chest after surgery. So a woman who has had a double mastectomy can still get breast cancer.
Talk about...
Isn't that terrible?
Could you imagine having it done and then and 5 years later you end up with breast cancer anyway?
And don't forget the one girl who was Miss America was having it done as well. And she was in her 20s.
Oh, you know what? It's craziness. What we do know about genes is this, folks. And if you haven't gotten this memo, you better get it soon. It does not mean you're a hostage to developing a disease. There are a lot of twin studies out there that show one twin gets a disease, the other one doesn't. How could it be? They have the same genes. Oh, wait, you mean lifestyle and environment play a role? Yes, it does. And I said it before, you inherit your lifestyle from your parents just like your genes. Alter your lifestyle.
It's shocking to me that tiny bits of the breast tissue remain.
Oh, it makes perfect sense.
I wonder if the doctors are telling the patients
this. When you have a tumor removed from your colon, it can actually seed new cancers because little bits of the tumor break off, cells of it, and they find new homes. We have to take a break. We got news at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we've got lots more stories. You're listening to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel. Clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carve your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com. Enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
This is your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton. In plastics and cans, a threat to women. A few years ago, Jody Flaws, a bioscientist at the University of Illinois, began testing a theory about the risk to women posed by the widely used industrial compound bisphenol A, or BPA. A series of studies had suggested that it could damage developing ovaries, but nobody knew how. So for a month, Dr. Flaws dosed young female mice with a BPA solution at a level comparable to estimated human exposure in the United States. She then examined their ovaries, focusing on the follicles which contain the eggs. The effect of the BPA was immediately obvious. Compared with normal mice, the follicles of the treated mice were fewer and smaller. Further analysis showed that estradiol, the sex hormone essential for normal reproductive development, was not being produced at normal levels. BPA, it seemed, interferes with enzymes essential in the production of such hormones. Another study published by her laboratory this spring found that treated mice stopped producing viable eggs at an abnormally young age. Scientists have discovered similar effects across an increasingly broad range of mammals, from sheep to monkeys to humans. The accumulating research fuels rising concern among scientists that childhood exposure to BPA may well contribute to female infertility, and that adult exposure may result in a shorter reproductive lifespan. I think most scientists working today agree that BPA is an ovarian toxicant, Dr. Flaws says. A review of research into BPA published this summer in the journal Environmental Health Perspectives noted that ovarian toxicity is among the most consistent and strongest effects found in both mammal models and in women. Discovered in the late 19th century, BPA came into wide commercial use in the mid-20th century. It is an ingredient in products like polycarbonate plastics, thermal coatings on cash register receipts, and protective lining in cans and pipes. The rest of your Superhuman News is coming up in 60 seconds on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now, you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended.
With the rest of your Superhuman News, I'm Elliot Turton. Can action movies make you fat? Is television making us fat? An increasing amount of research shows an association between TV viewing, higher food consumption, and more sedentary lifestyles.
Now, a new Cornell University study points out that not all TV is alike. Some TV programs might lead people to eat twice as much as other programs. We find that if you're watching an action movie while snacking, your mouth will see more action too, says Anartal, lead author on the new article just published in the Journal of the American Medical Association Internal Medicine. In other words, the more distracting the program is, the more you will eat. In the study, conducted by researchers at the Cornell Food and Brand Lab, 94 undergraduates snacked on M&Ms, cookies, carrots, and grapes while watching 20 minutes of television programming. A third of the participants watched a segment on the action movie The Island. A third watched a segment from the talk show The Charlie Rose Show, and another third watched the same segment from The Island without any sound. People who were watching The Island ate twice as many snacks, 98% more than those who were watching the talk show, says co-author Brian Wansink. Even those watching The Island without sound ate 36% more. People watching more distracting content also consumed more calories, with 354 calories consumed by those watching The Island compared to 215 calories consumed by those watching The Charlie Rose Show. More stimulating programs that are fast-paced or include more camera cuts really draw you in and distract you from what you're eating. They can make you eat more because you're paying less attention to how much you're putting in your mouth, explains Tall. Because of this, programs that engage viewers more might wind up being worse for their diets. So what can we do to avoid overeating during our favorite chase scenes? The researchers suggest pre-plating or pre-portioning your TV snacks instead of bringing out a whole bag of chips or a whole box of cookies. This has been your Superhuman News Update. I'm Elliot Turton for the Superhuman Radio Network. Visit our website at superhumanradio.com, where you can listen to Superhuman Radio live and listen to past shows on our archive section.
Your physique is carved from sweat, reps, and discipline. It's time to show off your hard work with Quest Apparel, clothes engineered to enhance the contours of your body. The makers of the number one selling Quest Bar created Quest Apparel with your body and philosophy in mind. Every shirt, pant, and dress has an inspirational custom tagline as a reminder to yourself and a subtle message to those around you that you carved your path to be the exception because you are made, not born. Go to questapparel.com and enter code SUPERHUMAN to receive 20% off your purchase today.
Whey Isolate is the fastest way to build muscle by flooding the bloodstream with bodybuilding amino acids. Now, Divine Nutrition gives you the best flavors in the world of the best whey isolate available. Divine Nutrition's Whey Isolate comes in pumpkin spice, vanilla peanut butter, or cinnamon bun. You can save 30% off a 2.5-pound jug by using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and look for Divine Nutrition in Carl Recommends today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. Did I miss something?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. No, you were waving at me. I didn't know because it was because I was paying attention to the music. I got it. All right. Welcome back to Casual Friday here on Superhuman Radio. We're going to talk about man's best friend, right?
Yes. So I get emails from the FDA, and I got one that says, my dog has cancer. What do I need to know? So basically in this email, they're talking about how dogs get cancer at the same rate as humans. And
does it surprise anybody? Since people own dogs and people probably feed dogs very similar to the way they eat, even if you're buying a traditional, you know, Eukaniba or a science diet product, it's corn and grain.
Right.
Doesn't surprise me, does it? Does it surprise you?
Well, not really. I mean, I guess a little bit maybe, but I guess it shouldn't. And then so I asked you this morning, I said, so do dogs in the wild get cancer?
I'm sure they do to some degree because dogs in the wild also come upon garbage cans and eat human food. But I have to believe that cancer, which is relatively new to the human species in this kind of widespread occasion where it occurs, it has to be the same with the dogs that we own. Like I said before, you know, you inherit your genes from your parents, you inherit your lifestyle. Well, guess what? Dogs inherit their lifestyles and their diets from their owners.
I guess until recently, they were giving human medications to dogs, and they've come out with three different medications to treat cancer in dogs.
And keep in mind, dogs don't have health insurance. So when people who love their pets are confronted by a well-meaning, what's the word I'm looking for? Why can't I think of a veterinarian? And they say, look, your dog's got cancer. We've got to do this. We've got to do that. We've got to do this. They got to take this drug. And it's going to cost you $3,000. And the kids look at the mom and dad and go, please don't let Fluffy die, mommy. Please don't let Fluffy die. And mommy goes, okay, $3,000 to give this dog chemotherapy. I guess we got to do it. I mean, it's ridiculous today. In fact, so ironically, you had picked this story to talk about.
Yes.
And I got a Facebook message from Jason Piontek. I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Jason. He says, Carl, my 9-year-old dog was given a grim diagnosis of bone cancer. I just got this yesterday. A bone cancer. Big spot on x-ray. Guess what? I gave her 4 weeks of 1 gram of ginger extract a day, and the spot miraculously disappeared. I told the surgeon that I was glad I didn't allow her to cut off my dog's leg and subject her to chemotherapy, which is what she wanted to do the month before.
And I wonder if he told the surgeon how he treated.
Oh, if he did, I'm sure that the veterinarian surgeon will treat this information just the way the head of the Cancer Institute in Arizona did when I explained how we got rid of my brother-in-law's lymphoma. I said, would you like to know what he did? And as soon as I said ginger extract, he turned his head and, well, that couldn't be it. Okay, never mind.
So then Carmela posted this today, actually, on my wall. 4,157 dogs are reported dead from a medication called Rimadyl.
Okay.
And it's carprofen. It's an anti-inflammatory, an NSAID.
Right.
And evidently there were so many reported side effects of this drug. Like there were 7,130 reported vomiting.
Dogs vomiting.
Dogs vomiting. Diarrhea, 2,389. Anemia, 1,636. And the list just goes down. Weight loss, 1,272.
Does the Food and Drug Administration oversee the medication that dogs take?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I got the email from the FDA about the new cancer drugs for dogs. So, yes.
So, I mean, think about it. Dogs are eating diets, unnatural diets that we create for them. You know, when I watch these commercials for dog food and they go talk about how healthy this diet is and they show pictures of corn and wheat. And I think dogs have never eaten corn and wheat in their evolutionary journey. They've never eaten corn. Hell, we had to learn how to eat corn and wheat. They don't know how to grind stuff and cook it. They've never eaten corn and wheat. Now you're feeding your dog a product that claims to be scientifically designed just for your dog. Whether they're old, young, we make a difference. And it's got corn and wheat in it, and you're wondering why dogs have arthritis, cancer, tumors, and all these diseases that, interestingly enough, we have too. My sister had a dog that was diabetic. She had to give Duffy shots of insulin. I mean, what the hell are we doing, folks? Wake up. If you don't realize it's the diet that's causing the problems in us and in animals, the Los Angeles Zoo.
Yes.
One of the most amazing zoos in the world. They came to the conclusion a year ago when bears were developing congestive heart failure, lions were developing diabetes, that it was the chow, C-H-O, the chow that they were feeding the animals. It's the stuff that comes from Purina that's made out of corn and grain. These animals that never have these diseases in the wild, congestive heart failure, they have them in captivity. And it's not because they're not exercising. It's because we're feeding them the same crap we are told is good for us.
So anyway, this veterinarian on that reported this said it's in your pet's best interest to avoid medications similar to this and all medications if possible. It seems like it's just very parallel to, as you said, to what we're doing to what our parents are doing to their bodies by taking so many medications.
And what many of people, listen, there's a lot of people our age, I mean, not in this audience, that are on a ton of medications. We know people like that.
Yeah, and it was interesting, one of the times when I used to go see a different doc than Dr. Andre, and they couldn't believe that at my age I wasn't on any medication.
Anything. Well, you must
have
something.
Are you sure? She looked at my paper. Well, you didn't put your medications down. I don't take any.
Right.
No, you don't? Are you sure? No.
No. You know what? And I'm going to tell you one other thing, and we'll leave this topic alone because we have to take a break. If you want to do the best thing you can for your dog, if you truly love your dog, find a butcher, a traditional butcher in your area, and start buying scraps of meat and bone. Dogs will not choke on bone if it's not cooked. Dogs will choke on bone that has been cooked because it splinters. So you can feed your dogs chicken, turkey, beef, lamb, pork, anything you want, as long as it's raw. So 3 times a week, just go pick up scraps from the butcher. Give them a $10 bill here and there. That's the best thing for your dog to eat. Your dog doesn't eat rice. Your dog doesn't eat grain. Your dog doesn't eat corn. They never have. Okay? They eat grass when they want to vomit.
I want to say this real quick before we go into break. There's an article, it's an old article, but it says, cancer is purely man-made, say scientists, after finding almost no trace of disease in Egyptian mummies.
There you go. And they had cavities, by the way, because they started eating sugar. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise With Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced Phytoform. Phytoform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
When you talk about recovery, one product has emerged as the established category killer, Mass Pro Synthogen.
formulated by SHR's own BPPH answer man, Rob Regish. Synthogen works from the very first dose to help you bounce back fast. It fuels, it feeds, and flat out outperforms anything else on the market. Discover the power yourself by clicking the Synthogen link in the Carl Recommends tab on superhumanradio.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. It's a casual Friday. What do you want to start off with?
I just want to talk about farmers markets for a few minutes.
Okay.
I used to go to a farmers market, and they always bought my eggs from them. And then one time they were out for several weeks in a row.
Yeah, and we always got brown eggs from them, by the way.
Always, right. Without exception. And then, so she never had any eggs. And then I went back one week and she had eggs, but they were white and they looked just like the eggs from the grocery store.
Right.
So I didn't buy them and I never went back because I was suspect that she was selling store-bought eggs. So now I come across an article about a guy who worked on a farm, and he would go to the farmers markets and set up for them, and he would also package whatever they were taking and take it to the local farmers markets and sell it. Well, they started having him package like kale or spinach out of crates that were shipped across the country and put it in bags that were from this farm and say that it was local produce.
And they don't have to even do that because we've bought produce from a farmer's market person who said, we get this stuff from Florida, but it's not sprayed and, you know, blah, blah, blah. So there's no reason to lie about where its origin is.
Well, I guess the point is that if you're trying to practice sustainable farming, and part of it is that they're trucking it here, so you're still doing the same thing that the grocery stores are doing.
Yes, yes, you are.
That's so true.
You know what I forgot to mention, and I said I would do this coming out of the break. Alex Leaf corrected me. It's not caloric restriction. It's no available protein or carbohydrates that puts you into ketosis. So it's not enough to be in a caloric restriction. You also have to not be eating proteins or carbohydrates in order for the body to shift into ketosis. So I was wrong about saying you just need to be in a caloric deficit. Okay? So I corrected myself. Sorry about that.
So anyway, so I'm in a caloric deficit right now. My stomach is growling.
Yeah, we're fasted. We're fasted today, so that's all good.
But so anyway, this kid ended up quitting his job because he was having to lie to people at the farmer's market, and he didn't feel comfortable with that.
Yeah.
So what do you do? I mean, how do you know?
Again, you got to get to know your farmer. I mean, I know Susan. I know Jay. I know their farms. I know what they do.
Susan's even invited us out, and Jay's even invited us out.
I've been out to Jay's farm twice early on. I mean, I've been out there, and I mean, it's a mess. You know, it's not someplace you want to hang out. Let's put it that way. But, you know, I know that everything that he sells comes from there. Even the praying mantis pods come from his forest, the wooded area around his fields.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to know where you're getting your food from. That's it. It's not enough just to show up at a farmer's market, because there's a lot of crap at farmer's markets, too. High-protein bread where they use gluten as the protein source.
And they sell kettle corn, popcorn there, and, ice cream.
Critical thinking.
I just wanted to talk about this because there's still – this is on WebMD, and they're still – and it was on Twitter. They're still talking about that testosterone causes heart attacks.
Yeah.
And I guess they're trying to scare people into not using it because they're saying testosterone replacement therapy has tripled in the past decade.
Yes.
So they're trying to use scare tactics?
Yeah, but it's, you know what it is? The problem is that nobody really talks about the research because the people who write these articles for WebMD figure the average American is too stupid to understand the science. If they would say, of the two studies that came out, that have damned testosterone. All of the participants were sick. They had had previous cardiac issues. Many of them had been stinted. As a minimum, they had all received angioscopy. Okay. So nobody goes into arteries of your heart and looks around if you're a healthy person. So they need to focus on the fact that these were sick populations, first of all, number one. Number two, they also need to focus on the facts that of the two studies, the people weren't taking their testosterone. They were not taking that. The two-year study, the average participant had three prescriptions filled. So do the math. 24 months, there should have been 24 prescriptions. You've only had three filled. And more importantly, the blood work at the end of the study showed that the mean testosterone level was just as low as the beginning of the study. So how were these men taking their testosterone if they were still hypogonadal? No one talks about this because they feel like, well, the average American is too stupid. They won't understand that there were supposed to be 24 prescriptions and only three were filled. And they won't understand that their blood work showed that their testosterone was just as low at the beginning as it was at the end. They won't understand what that means. So we'll interpret that for them and say, hey, testosterone presents danger for your heart. Which you asked during the break, if that's true, why isn't every 21-year-old dropping dead of a heart attack when your testosterone levels are raging?
Mm-hmm.
It's nonsense.
So here it said blood levels of testosterone change throughout the day. And
that's true. Your body makes testosterone about 3 o'clock in the morning, and it probably doesn't produce much more throughout the day, and so it starts to go away at night. Yeah.
So should you go have your blood levels tested at a specific time of day?
Well, most people do it in the morning. And that's why.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
And I heard you with the doctor that you talked about hormone replacement.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys were talking about the estrogen levels and
yeah.
how if you were young, you should go get your
hormone levels tested in
now.
Your late 20s, right?
And nobody, like, I know one of our listeners, she's been messaging me and she's trying to get her estrogen levels tested. And she can't. She couldn't find a doctor to do it for her.
Yeah, because
she's
they told
in her
that 20s. It changes all the time too.
Mm-hmm.
And
they said it wouldn't make a difference.
You know, this is the idiocy. And quite frankly, I'm surprised at Dr. David Zava because he started ZRT Labs, and I had him on in 2006, I believe it was, and I asked him that question: wouldn't it make sense for people to take a snapshot of their hormones when they're the healthiest and thriving in their late 20s, before they hit the 30 mark? And have a time capsule to look. So when they do want HRT at 50, and they go to the doctor, say, this is what I used to look like. This is my hormonal signature. And he said no. And I got to tell you something. He's a brilliant guy. He runs one of the best labs in the world. But he was wrong about that. I was right about that. And I will stand on that. If you want to do the greatest thing you can do for your child at 25, drop the money if the insurance company won't pay it and get all their hormones tested and then put it away. Because someday when they're 40 and they're going, I'm thinking about hormone replacement therapy, you'll be able to go, this is what you were when you were your healthiest and thriving. These are the targets that your doctor should focus on. That's the greatest gift you can give your child because trust me, HRT works and it's just going to become more and more popular 20 and 30 years from now. So having that snapshot of your blood work when you were thriving and youthful is going to keep doctors from having to figure out, oh, I see. So you like less estrogen and more progesterone. No, they're just looking and go, wow, when you were thriving, you had ridiculously high testosterone levels, but really lower estrogen levels than I would have expected. Let's shoot for that.
That makes perfect sense. I just want to mention really quick on this article, the doctor says that if you have a family history of heart attacks, or if you've had a heart attack, he would not touch testosterone.
And that's a mistake. That's a mistake. One of the things I didn't get to say yesterday during the HRT show was, how do we know that these men that had heart attacks after having testosterone didn't have their heart attacks as a result that they felt better and they were having sex now for the first time in 15 years? Or they decided to exercise for the first time in 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Or they decided to take a walk to the park instead of driving to the park. I mean, how do we know that the heart attacks weren't a result of the mood elevation that they felt from testosterone, not the testosterone. No one knows that because no one asks those questions. And that's a shame. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have lots more good stories. You're listening to Casual Friday. This entire show is assembled and presented by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. It is one of the most popular shows on the network, and I give all praise to Elisa.
Even though she's tongue-tied today.
Yes, I like when you're tongue-tied. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now, Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Either you're with those who love freedom, or you're with those who hate innocent life.
All imperial.
You know, I got to get this song out of the mix because I like the song when it finally starts, but this intro is so stupid.
Yes.
It's a Green Day song. But anyway, okay.
Okay, so let's talk about cancer on humans instead of dogs now. Evidently, the FDA approved a new Merck drug.
And we know the relationship that the FDA has with Merck. They let Merck killed 55,000 people with Vioxx and then said, well, Merck didn't submit all the true information.
Meanwhile, they've been searching for 2 years to try and arrest someone from the New England Compounding Pharmacy.
Yeah, about the anabolic steroid thing.
Anabolic steroid. And right. They finally arrested a guy who was... this week he was traveling to Hong Kong. And
wait,
they,
was it anabolic steroid? Was it it was a steroid that injected into the spine.
Yes. Yeah. And so they arrested him. But meanwhile, Merck is
never was held accountable for what they did. They lied to the FDA. They lied to the American people. They killed people.
And listen to this. You're going to find this interesting. They supposedly won a race to market with a drug, this type of drug. They beat out Bristol-Myers Squibb, AstraZeneca, and Roche. Do you think that's any? I'm sure that the FDA has something to do with this.
So let's talk about the drug. So there's a new drug that they are rushing to market that they say will change the way we address certain types of cancers and tumors.
They essentially did like a phase one trial with it. They didn't do any long-term controlled clinical trials.
And let's talk about why there's something wrong with that. So this drug is going to be called Keytruda, and it is a it's called pembrolizumab for injection, and it focuses on a protein that's on the surface of every cell, known as PD-1 or programmed death receptor 1, and what it does is. PD-1 is activated by the immune system to kill cells. Now think about this for a second, right? So what they're going to do is by injecting Keytruda, it will turn on PD-1, programmed death receptor 1, on the entire body. I mean, it's for intravenous use only, folks, right? Intravenous injection use only. I can see them injecting it directly into a tumor, but exposing the entire body to a drug that will affect the natural apoptotic landscape of the entire body is going to produce side effects. Mark my words on this, good tissue is going to die as well. Not just the tumor, not just the cancer, but good tissue. And the worst part is if the good tissue that starts to be destroyed is in organs that promote life, like the heart and the brain and the liver and the kidneys. This is how it's done. They find something that works, but they kill the entire population trying to go after that one thing.
It says here, Keytruda was given accelerated approval by the FDA, allowing it to reach the market without the three typical phases of clinical trials needed to show a drug can prolong life.
And this is Merck, folks. I mean, really? How is this company even still in business? How are they in business? They knowingly snookered the FDA, if you believe the FDA. Or there was collusion, if you want to pull the FDA into the conspiracy. They knowingly snookered the FDA, lied about the results of their drug, went to market with their drug, gave it to hundreds of thousands of people, killed 55,000 of them. And they're still in business? Never mind. Given the luxury of rushing a drug to market? I got to tell you something. I wouldn't take anything from Merck. I wouldn't take anything from Merck. Nothing.
It says Merck will now have to conduct two controlled clinical trials to verify that the drug can prolong lives and delay the progression of disease. So these people are basically going to be tested upon.
Well, not only that, but Merck is going to do what they do. Look, you know how when you go to the racetrack, you don't bet on a horse that's lost 15 races in a row. You don't go, oh, well, maybe this is the one race they're going to win. It's something called past performances. Merck has a history of lying about their research and putting citizens at risk. I don't understand why. If anything, the FDA should be making them jump through 6 times more hoops than companies that have done the right thing continuously.
This drug is going to cost about $12,500 a month or $150,000 a year.
The people at Merck are going, ka-ching, this is going to make us much more money than Vioxx ever did because So many people have cancer, and people will take any, the insurance companies will pay for this. This is great. Oh my God. You know what? I feel sorry for anybody that has to trust someone in the medical orthodoxy today. I feel sorry because you don't want to die. You don't want to be sick. And you go to these people and they tell you to do things that they don't even know what the results are going to be. It's sad. This is a sad, sad day for the entire globe, not just for this country.
Don't people who have cancer use marijuana as a form of...
Well, if you're getting chemotherapy, marijuana will reduce the nausea, number one. But also there is a lot of research now that tetrahydrocannabinol receptors, when activated, may have an oncoprotective effect. They may prevent cancers, yes. There's more and more research. There was one, God, we talked about that. I hate to keep doing this. 2007, 2008, we had a doctor on from Spain who talked about how the active ingredient in marijuana actually reversed brain tumors.
Wow. This is kind of a mainstream article, but it says many teen marijuana users exhibited withdrawal symptoms when they tried to quit. So basically they're saying that it's as addictive and you shouldn't use it.
I can tell you, I smoked marijuana when I was a teenager, and I gave it up. I mean, it was no problem to give it up. So that I don't buy that at all. I don't buy that. And if anything, antidepressants are well-known addictive. But even though if you ask a pharmacist, they'll say they're not addictive, but you can't just stop taking them.
Yeah.
No. You know what?
Well, it's because they're not making money on it.
And what about alcohol? Isn't alcohol addictive? There's a lot of people out there that can't stop drinking alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
These are nonsense arguments. This is meaningless. I'm more frustrated that Merck is getting the go-ahead, the fast-forward to bring a drug to market after they've killed 55,000 people. I know I keep saying it, but think about that. 55 flipping thousand people died because Vioxx caused heart attacks in them. Merck shouldn't even be in business today. And someone should have gone to jail for the Vioxx thing, period.
Just real quick, I just want to mention that CVS Pharmacy is taking all tobacco products out of their stores. I'm sure most everybody have heard that. And they're kind of changing the way people are perceiving them. They're going to call themselves CVS Health now. And I guess the e-cigarette manufacturers are fuming.
Oh, good one. That's good.
Fuming because CVS won't put the e-cigarettes in their stores. All they're going to offer is nicotine patches and nicotine gum.
Which is designed to help you kick the habit.
Yes.
I applaud CVS for doing this. This is perfect sense. You're a friggin' pharmacy. I mean, really? So you're selling products that help people get diseases? That's kind of opportunistic.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what I hate? I go to Walgreens to pick up my Armour thyroid, which I'm switching, by the way, to WP thyroid after the interview we did the other day. I go to Walgreens to pick up my Armour thyroid once a month. I hate it when I check out and they go, be well. That's their thing. Be well. It's like, who are you kidding? If everybody was well, you'd be empty. You don't want people to be well. You want them to come, and they call themselves at the corner of happy and healthy. Your Walgreens is right at the corner of happy and healthy. They're happy that you're not healthy. That's the reality of it. We have to take a break. Do we have listener comments and questions?
Yes.
Okay, so stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Everyone knows the importance of optimal vitamin D levels for
health. Every week, a new study is released showing the linkage to disease from low levels of vitamin D. But throughout evolution, we have never gotten the massive amounts of vitamin D in our diet that we get today. This is why oral vitamin D is associated with toxicity and the risk of calcification of organs. Vitamin D is naturally synthesized in the skin, but dermatologists tell us to stay out of the sun for fear of skin damage. Now you can take your vitamin D the way nature intended it with Primal D. Primal D delivers a topical dose of vitamin D into the skin where it belongs. Topically applied vitamin D does not carry the risks associated with oral vitamin D. And a single bottle of Primal D should last you a year. For less than 19 cents a day, you could be taking the world's best vitamin D supplement. Go to PRIMAL-D.com to learn more. Oh, and you don't have to wait to run out of your current vitamin D to order Primal D. You can just throw it away because it just became obsolete. Primal-D.com. Vitamin D delivery the way nature intended it.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LiveOnLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LiveOnLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
Everyone knows how important staying hydrated is for your health, but have you ever thought about what's in the water you're drinking? Truth is, it's not good. Stop second-guessing and get the Clearly Filter Pitcher Filter and drink with confidence, knowing that your water is pure. Clearly filtered water filters eliminate dozens of harmful contaminants that can keep you from achieving optimal hydration and peak performance. Don't put up with mediocre water. You deserve better. Click the Superhuman Radio banner ad now and get an exclusive SHR package discount and free shipping.
Just because your water is clear doesn't mean it's pure. You can't see the most harmful things in your water. Tap, bottle, it's all the same. Plasticizer, chlorine, fluoride. Today's water is horrible. The Clearly Filtered Water Bottle will purify up to 100 gallons of tap, bottle, river, or stream water, and it removes chlorine, fluoride, other harmful chemicals, and bacteria while saving you a load of money. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Clearly Filtered banner ad and save 5% plus free shipping inside the USA.
You've already heard the hundreds of testimonials about how well the AgeForce Fat Burner Patch works. Now it's even better. AgeForce has added the powerful appetite suppressor, Hoodia. So now, while your body's in high gear burning fat, you'll have an easier time sticking to your diet. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the AgeForce banner ad today to get a buy one, get one free for a limited time. What do you have to lose other than body fat?
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Joe? Cool in the Gang. Hold on. Hold on. This is Cool in the Gang, Ying Yang Twins, and Pitbull. Oh, I'm sorry. I hit your mic by accident. You like the song you did with Keisha?
Uh-huh. I have Pitbull, that on my MP3 player.
Pitbull, I used a clip of his one time. Make love, not war. Let's hook tonight. That was a line from one of his songs. Anyway.
Okay, so here, this is from Ryan Pack. She says, what a fun week with Elisa. Thanks for addressing the thigh gap notion earlier in the week, and I'm loving Casual Friday today. Keep up the great work. And then she also messaged me and said she can't wait to receive her Primal D and the clearly filtered bottles. She's super excited.
Yeah, they should be getting their Primal D today, I guess.
Yeah, because a lot of other people have. I know Jeff Thompson and Scott Martin both said that they'd receive theirs.
I can't wait to hear people's feedback on the fact that you can taste it like within a minute of using
and
it.
And I didn't know this, but you told me this morning. When you spray it, if it doesn't absorb.
It says it right on the bottle. In fact, it says on the bottle to hold it 3 to 4 inches from the skin, spray once, rub any excess into the skin so it's not dripping down your body, and it disappears within, like, it's gone in like 30 seconds. It's gone. And it doesn't make your skin dry. It doesn't make your skin sticky or tacky. I also put the best application sites, you know, upper chest, upper abdomen, outer shoulder, inner arm, forearm, top of feet, okay. The instep. Those are all good places to spray it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Do you have one?
I got this one from J. Juhl, J-U-H-L. He said he sent this to you. T-Lat, I sent a reference to this flu vaccine effectivity study to Carl a while ago and thought I'd consider he would consider it interesting to produce a show about the controls not being vaccinated, but I'm sending it to you for a response. I apologize if I missed it. And the study that he's talking about, we did a show on. And so I went and looked. I was like, wait a minute. We talked about this on the show. Show number 1288. We did it October 14th of 2013. Study shows flu vaccine causes five times more illness than non-vaccinated individuals. And we discussed the entire study. We talked about every aspect of it.
Really?
Yeah, people who got the flu vaccine developed a higher degree of upper respiratory infection and some other problems than the people who didn't get the flu. That was a study that was done that proved that.
And you don't hear about that in the mainstream.
No, but we did a show. We did a show about it. If I failed to reply to your email, I apologize. But we did a show about it. Like I said, October of 2013. It's show 1288, if you want to hear it, at the first hour with Dr. William Thornton. So check it out.
Okay, this is from John Bennett. Hey, Carl, I just finished listening to a show where you interviewed John Kiefer. What is your opinion now of carb backloading? He certainly gave you a big compliment on your questions. As I've said in the past, your show is a total education in health and fitness, and I thank you for your commitment.
Okay, this is me personally because my goals are not exclusively performance, but it's a balance of performance and health. I think carb backloading is not a good idea unless you are exclusively an athlete looking for athletic performance. Having those heavy, heavy carb meals late at night. And keep in mind, there's two guys at my gym that heard that show. They started doing it. And the weight that they were handling in the gym and their workloads went up. But they all said the same thing. They couldn't get to sleep after having that high carb meal. And they had to turn to things to help them sleep. That tells you something. Having that high carb meal late at night, I mean, the amount of carbs that these people are consuming, I'm talking about like pizzas and stuff like that to get their
really?
Yeah. But they got super strong and it worked from an athletic perspective, a performance perspective. But I got to believe that that surge in blood sugar is not a good thing late at night. Now, Adele Moussa posted a brilliant post at subversity.com recently about how you can use a carbohydrate meal to resynchronize the circadian clock if you're jet lagged. You should read that, but he's not espousing the kind of meals that are discussed in carb backloading. So again, if you're exclusively interested in performance, I think carb backloading is great. If you're looking for a balance of performance and health, I think that carb backloading may present some undesirable effects for those of us who are trying to manage insulin. So that's my opinion.
Okay.
Let's see. Who's this? This one comes from Steve Parente. This is really impressive. He says, a little over a year ago, by the way, Steve listens from beautiful Hawaii.
Yes, he does.
We need to go there and do shows. a little over a year ago, my dad was about to go through his third round of chemo for hairy cell leukemia. He's in his late 70s. He was diagnosed with this about 6 years previously. Instead of chemo, he opted to try juicing organic kale, carrots, apples, and other greens from his garden every day. FYI, he uses a low RPM omega juicer that doesn't heat the juice or hurt the enzymes. I also emailed links to several of your shows regarding the benefits of a low carbohydrate diet. My dad ate a high carb Italian American diet all his life. Sure, we all did, Steve. We grew up with pasta as being a staple. He was overweight and acquired type 2 diabetes in his 60s. He greatly reduced his carb intake along with the vegetable juicing. So with the juicing vegetable enzymes and eating a low-carb diet, which means he probably pulled a lot of the stuff out of his juicing, I bet, especially like fruits and stuff like that. Here's what he sent. He attributes this to kale, but I think it was also a combination knockout punch. Yesterday, he emailed the family and said, My latest blood tests show no hairy cell leukemia. In fact, my blood counts keep improving. Then the MRI I had last Monday showed all clear everywhere else. So now all I have to blame my sore muscles on is being out of shape. Juicing with kale is magic. Thanks for what you both of you do. It does change people's lives. Thank you very much for that. And I agree. Low carb, it really does work when people are battling cancer. There's no doubt about it. I don't think that my brother-in-law would have had the success with his lymphoma had he just been taking ginger extract. He did take dairy, pasta, bread out of his diet, which was really hard for him because he literally eats bread with pasta.
When I was in Sicily, or actually when some of my cousins came here, they laughed at Americans for, number one, the large breakfast that they saw Americans consume in restaurants.
Right.
And then also because we eat, or other Americans eat, bread with pasta.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I could see why they would laugh at that.
Okay. So this is from Stephen Rushing, and it's a long one. I'll get to most of it. I essentially try to avoid processed foods, gluten, soy. I've definitely had my ons and off, but have dealt with chronic inflammation of one kind or another. I was recently diagnosed with cervical osteoarthritis and degenerative disc disease at 29, making me think that my inflammation issues are more complicated than cheating in moderation, overuse, and or sitting at a desk for the last 16 years. I don't seem to have acute lip swelling reactions to anything, so I haven't taken elimination as seriously as might be necessary. Along with meat and eggs, white and brown rice, beans, black beans mostly, peppers, chilies, seed spices, marinara, barbecue sauce, and salsa, they became staples in my paleo-ish diet. He got the results from his first blood allergy test, which came back positive for corn, soy, wheat, sesame seeds, tomatoes, peanuts, walnuts, and clams. I realize this list is not definitive or comprehensive, but it does confirm that what I've assumed is a healthy diet is not working for me. He's going to see an allergist for clarification, but would value some advice on this. What do those general results commonly indicate for other foods in their families, grain seeds, nightshades, night legumes?
Yeah, I mean, nightshades. I mean, if you're allergic to tomatoes, you're probably allergic to all the nightshades, including eggplants.
Eggplant.
Yeah. I would absolutely focus on pastured animal proteins, higher in omega-3s than omega-6s. I would absolutely focus on fatty fishes from wild sources as an important protein for you. I would absolutely cut out all grains, even the ones that supposedly are innocuous, like rice and stuff, and just shift to organic vegetables, obviously eliminating nightshades completely. You would do well to look to anti-inflammatory, naturally occurring anti-inflammatory agents like the omega-3s found in fatty fish and maybe even a little fish oil here and there. But also, one of the things you need to look at is adiponectin and leptin levels. These are both closely tied to another form of inflammation that causes things like COPD, as well as degenerative joint issues. So, you know, I would make sure that I would even try intermittent fasting from time to time. Get your insulin, adiponectin, and leptin levels into line, so to speak. I would absolutely look to intermittent fasting. You know, once a week would be adequate, but you're gonna have to wait some time for everything to kind of shift into place. But yeah, you just need to. There are plenty of ways to reduce inflammation.
And he also says, what should he look for in an allergist?
That's hard to say. One that understands this. One that understands the linkage between food allergies and inflammation. And that's a hard one because most think that food allergies are exclusively allergic reactions. They don't understand that. And there are two immune systems. One is fast and one is slow. And I forget if it's IgG or IgE or IgA. But you need to make sure that you're doing a food allergy test that looks at the ones that don't present themselves as readily. I know Life Extension has some good articles about this. You don't have to use their test. There's plenty of places where you can get it. But I want to say it's the IgE test or the IgG test that you have to make sure that was done, because that's the one that, like you said, it doesn't present any outward signs like mucus or stuffy nose or anything like that, that produces low-grade chronic inflammation over the course of days after you eat it. So it's a silent effect. That's the one that you have to watch out for, because that's the one that could be influencing your inflammation. But, yeah, I mean, you're on the right track. You're asking the right questions. But find an allergist that understands how being allergic to foods influences inflammation. We have to end the show. Hopefully we answered everybody's questions. And it's been a great show. Thank you, Elisa.
You're welcome.
And we'll see everybody.
Thank you.
Yes, and we'll see everybody Monday with more Superhuman Radio.
Bye.
Orbit Nutrition.